Today is Thursday, August 4th.
I'm Terry Schwann. I'm a retired professional forester, and I do forest history projects. We're in the Arboretum at the plaque dedicated to John Edmund Zavitz and the Zavitz pines. White pine were planted in here as part of Zavitz's first experiments in reforestation. In 1905, he came here to join the Ontario Agriculture College and teach forestry. He worked out of here, and he had his nursery somewhere on the campus. He understood the problems in Ontario regarding clearing of land and so-called wastelands, the sand barrens. He knew that planting these with trees would bring the forest back. Ever since I came here in 98, I've known about it. I was here for the opening of this plaque. I was the Canadian Institute of Forestry rep. There's no date on there. It must have been 10 years ago, give or take a few more. The boss wouldn't have anything to do with it. Andy Gordon, who was the professor here at the time, invited me because he and Doug Larson had done a lot of research on the early days of the school here at the OAC. Back in the 30s, tour booklets were published. Me and a couple other guys organized a tour. It was quite successful. We had 40 people on a school bus, and then COVID came along. And then this spring, in mid-June, we did another one in the Durham and York region forests. Eventually one in Guelph, because with all this forest and the Dairy Bush and Brown's Woods. Yeah, it's pretty cool, and it is. I mean, everybody likes to see big trees. And so you can put a good history to these trees. You know when they started, you know what happened to them. And I like going around finding other places that have that history.